You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Using the term secret police, California Governor Newsom today signing bills, he says, prohibit federal law enforcers, including immigration police, from wearing masks and prohibiting immigration police from school campuses and hospital emergency rooms. After a cyber attack targeted European airports today, Brussels Airport telling ABC News it's asking airlines to cancel half of scheduled departing flights tomorrow amid ongoing problems with electronic check-in. A passenger at London's Heathrow Airport.
Workers here have no information. They're not very helpful. So it's been a very, really stranded.
Luigi Mangione's lawyers urged the judge today to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of the United Healthcare chief, saying prosecutors tainted the case by turning his arrest into a Marvel movie. A tariff war with China hurting American farmers, with South American competitors having a price advantage, says the American Soybean Association. This is ABC News. Supporters of the murdered conservative influencer Charlie Kirk are arriving in Glendale, Arizona ahead of his memorial tomorrow. President Trump expecting to attend and speak at the event inside State Farm Stadium, which can hold more than 73,000 people. Outside the stadium, Seth Reyes, 21 years old, says security is high already.
It's amazing because I was talking to a guy over there. He said this is the most security you're ever going to see in your entire life. Arguably, you're in the safest place on earth right now. It's here.
A British couple held in Afghanistan for more than 7 months on undisclosed charges has arrived back in London today after being released by the Taliban. Luigi Mangione's lawyers urged the judge today to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of the United Healthcare chief, arguing that authorities prejudiced his case by turning his arrest into a Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring that they have a desire to see him executed. Fresh from a legal victory that eliminated terrorism charges in his case. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Look for showers to taper off tonight, mostly cloudy with fog possible and a low of 58. Maybe some sun peaks tomorrow, mild with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, high 75, and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow night, low 58. Currently in Richland Center, we have cloudy skies and the winds are out of the west south at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 68 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Saturday, September 20th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Theed. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Underlie is pushing back against federal policy shifts she says undermines Wisconsin schools. Underlie said the Trump administration has been pulling back funding from critical programs for mental health and school nutrition. Underlie says the state also has to invest in the right areas to address the state's achievement gap between black and white students, which remains one of the highest in the country. Underlie gave the annual State of the Education Address at the Capitol Thursday. She enters her second term in the role after defeating Brittany Kinzer in the April election. The Wisconsin man wanted for kidnapping and killing his three young daughters in Washington State may have been found dead. Authorities believe they found the remains of Travis Decker, who was the subject of multiple large-scale searches after his daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found dead last June at a campground about 100 miles east of Seattle. The remains of the 32-year-old Pewaukee native found less than a mile from the original crime scene have yet to be positively identified. Authorities say clothing and other personal items found in the area led to their belief that the remains are those of Decker. The annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener is being held tonight at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. The event is an annual fundraiser to help raise funds used towards various projects the Chamber of Commerce does throughout the Muscadet community. Scott Oshner is a member of the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce.
When we do these fundraisers, we're trying to find things we can donate money to. So the biggest thing the last couple of years has been the Muscadet Mile. It was a historic mile that goes from the down by the river up to the railroad park. There's a historical markers along the way that kind of shows where different businesses were, what was the river like, why did people use the river, what were they using it for, and then how did it migrate all the way back up to the railroad. And we're including to add different sites to go look at historical events. We're going to do something for the churches, something at the library. It's going to talk about the old school that was there. Different organizations in town are kind of coming forward saying, hey, we'd like to have some information put out about our club or our group or historical people from the past and what they were up to in Muscadet.
Doors are currently open and dinner will be served at 6:45. There will also be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets at the door are $55 each or two for $90. You are welcome to attend the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener tonight at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 Monday afternoon. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire tonight to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise through Tuesday or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available tonight at 6 prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show continues tonight in Viola. The Horse and Colt Show would not be possible without all the great sponsors. Jory Campbell is the president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show Committee.
It's not just the Truck and Tractor Pull that has sponsors, the entire show. I mean, if you show up, you'll see banners plastered all around town. We couldn't do it without them. I mean, we really couldn't. It takes a village, literally. So without them, this show is basically nothing. So we thank you. There's way too many to list, and I don't want to forget anybody, but thank you to all of our sponsors, past, this year, next year. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please, please, please reach out to us. We're always looking for new sponsors.
Tonight, the annual Country and Western Dance featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will be held at the Community Building from 6 until 10. There will also be live music at the polling grounds after the truck and tractor pulls, and the drawing for the door prizes will be at 10. There will also be Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival and food and drink on the grounds during the final day of the 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show tonight in Viola. The Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce Oktoberfest is underway at Circus World. Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots are performing on the Hippodrome stage from now until 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7 as this year's headline act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission will be $12. For more information, visit oktoberfest.baraboo.com. St. Mary Parish in Richland Center Fall Festival is currently being held. The event includes a car show until 7, live music by the Jammers until 8, tuition door prize drawing at 7, and festival drawing beginning at 8. There will also be children's games, a beanbag tournament, euchre tournament, silent auction, raffle, and bake sale, as well as Father Coon's pulled pork, Knights of Columbus food stand, and beverages. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, is being held this weekend and next. The tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is free of charge, but you are encouraged to bring a cooler to hold your farm fresh purchases. Be sure to dress for the weather. The tour is happening, rain or shine. The 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is tomorrow and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. Sauk County Justice, Diversion, and Support, Super Coalition, and Sauk County With Hope invites community members to participate in a Pinwheels for Recovery memorial display from September 22nd through the 26th to honor loved ones lost to overdose. Starting Monday, participants can retrieve pinwheels at the Sauk County West Square building on the first floor, just inside the parking lot entrance. Participants may choose to write the name of a loved one lost to overdose on the pinwheel, then walk across the street to the corner of Broadway and 4th Street to place the pinwheel near the Pinwheels for Recovery banner. The display follows International Overdose Awareness Day, observed August 31st, and takes place during National Recovery Month in September. It reinforces the community's commitment to remembering lives lost to overdose and supporting recovery and healing. If you have any questions, contact Amanda Hansen at 608-355-4884. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Chris Sulchenberger on ticket number 394 and Louis Sulchenberger on ticket number 402. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today is Saturday, September 20th. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 27th, at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, Suits and Sequins, Friday, September 26th. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christy Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your Suits and Sequins Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather for WRCO. We continue to feel the effects of a low-pressure system and a stationary front that's slowly moving in a northern direction. Though tonight we are expecting mostly cloudy skies and a few light sprinkles, patchy fog is possible to develop as well. Lows will be dropping down just to the mid to upper 50s. Winds will be on the calm side. For our Sunday, mostly cloudy skies and a few late afternoon peaks of sunshine. Isolated showers with a few thunderstorms are possible all day. We're looking at highs hitting the mid 70s. Winds are going to be coming in from the southwest about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly after midnight. We're also looking at patchy fog possible during the evening hours. Lows once again in the mid to upper 50s. Winds are also going to be on the calm side. Heading into Monday, it's going to be kind of a repeat of Sunday. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Warm and muggy conditions will be sticking around. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. They're expected to be a bit stronger in the late afternoon hours. Highs are going to be in the mid 70s. Winds coming from the southwest about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into Tuesday, partly cloudy skies and a few afternoon showers are possible. Highs once again in the mid-70s. Wednesday is going to give us decreasing clouds through the day with slightly breezy winds coming from the northeast. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit cooler, but still on the humid side. Highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday is going to give us partly cloudy skies and a few spotty sprinkles possible to move through. We're looking at highs once again in the low 70s, and then rounding out the week on Friday, partly cloudy skies with slightly lower levels of humidity. Some patches of sprinkles could come up as well, highs once again in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of this Saturday.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 68 degrees after a high today of 73 and a morning low of 59. Last year's high was 81, and we had received 52 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1948, 93 degrees, with a record low of 30 set back in 1956. Last year's high was 84, with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:03, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:47. Winds are out of the southeast at 1 mile per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received 18 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 68 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Progressive knows there's so many great things about being a sports fan. Like scoring the company box seats. How great is that? Trick plays that actually work. Prevent defense when your team is winning by a lot. And even more preventative prevent defense as they're hanging on by a thread. And of course, saving money when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's pretty great. Just like trick plays that actually work.
Yeah, but how often does that happen?
Complaining about sports? Not so great.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Today in high school sports, in high school football, there was a game played today. It was actually a game that was called because of lightning at halftime between Holman and Reedsburg. That game yesterday was tied at 14 each at halftime before the lightning delay began. So that game was finished today, and Holman beat Reedsburg by a score of 22-21. And a late score from last night because of the weather, Prairie du Chien beat Dodgeville 23-21. Also from last night, scores from a few local area teams. Platteville beat Richland Center 47-22. It was River Valley over Lancaster 35-28. Cashton beat Ithaca 20-6. It was River Ridge over Riverdale 30-0. Potosi Cassville beat Boscobel 60-0. Cuba City defeated Southwestern 28-16. Westby beat Viroqua 30-6. Eastland beat Fenimore 30-18. And in eight-player action, North Crawford beat Monticello 56-0. It was Belmont over Waniwak Weston 32-26. And Highland defeated Kickapoo Lafarge by a score of 44-0. Today in high school volleyball action, Dodgeville took part in a volleyball tournament. And in games Dodgeville played, Broadhead beat Dodgeville 2-1. Dodgeville defeated Lakeside Lutheran 2-1. Dodgeville also defeated Stoughton 2-1. And it was East Troy over Dodgeville 2-1. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Malik Washington threw two touchdown passes to Shalik Knotts and also ran for a score in his Big Ten debut as Maryland remained unbeaten by trouncing Wisconsin 27-10. Maryland has outscored its first four opponents 130-36 and already has matched its win total from last year. Maryland also recorded six sacks and blocked a field goal attempt and a punt as Wisconsin dropped to 15-15 in Luke Fickell's coaching tenure. The Badgers trailed 20-0 at halftime as the Camp Randall Stadium crowd chanted, "Fire Fickell." Backup quarterback Will Hammond stepped into a stagnant Texas Tech offense in the third quarter and put together four scoring drives to lead the 17th-ranked Red Raiders to a 34-10 win over number 16 Utah. Hammond threw for 169 yards and two touchdowns and rushed for 61 yards. He entered the game in relief of Baron Morton, whose helmet slammed on the turf after he slid headfirst into contact with Utah linebacker Jonathan Hall during the Red Raiders' opening drive of the third quarter. Morton was ruled out after the hit, with his team leading 10-3. He threw for 142 yards and two interceptions before exiting. Also in state college football today in the WEAC Conference, Whitewater beat Mary Hardin Baylor by a score of 26-6. It was River Falls over Belhaven, 65-0. Platteville defeated Springfield 28-12, and Eau Claire beat Martin Luther 42-6. Last night, Nolan Arenado hit a three-run double as part of a fifth-run, fifth inning, and Alec Burleson added three hits as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-1. Sonny Gray allowed one run and nine hits while striking out seven in six innings, and the Cardinals won for the third time in five games. Jacob Mizorowski allowed two runs and five hits with three walks and three and two-thirds innings for the Brewers, who had won three straight since falling to the Cardinals in Milwaukee on Sunday. And the Brewers, they will be playing game two of that three-game series against the Cardinals this evening. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:15, and you will be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:40. Christian Yelich always believed he could get back to hitting the way he had earlier in his career, even as he encountered skepticism about his chances of making a successful comeback from back surgery. The Milwaukee Brewers slugger has responded by putting together his first 100 RBI season since making his NL MVP run in 2018. The milestone reflects how far Yelich has come since back issues ended his 2024 season prematurely. Clayton Kershaw gave up a home run while pitching his final regular season at home for the Los Angeles Dodgers, receiving standing ovations from fans. This comes a day after he announced his retirement at the end of the season. Kershaw, 37, left the game with the Dodgers trailing 2-1, having given up two runs and four hits. Fans cheered as he walked off, waving and hugging teammates. Kershaw's career includes three Cy Young Awards and two World Series championships. His competitive spirit remains strong despite recent injuries. The Dodgers beat San Francisco 6-3 to clinch their 13th consecutive postseason berth. The Green Bay Packers are heavily favored to go 3-0 for the first time since 2020 when they visit the winless Cleveland Browns tomorrow. Packers running back Josh Jacobs has a rushing touchdown in 11 straight games, including the playoffs. He is trying to become the fifth player in league history to do it in 12 straight games. The most recent to accomplish the feat was LaDainian Tomlinson of the Chargers in 2004. Cleveland has dropped its first two games for the first time since 2017. Even though the offense has struggled, the defense has allowed the fewest yards in the league and is ranked first against the run. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed has gone on injured reserve. The move means Reed will miss at least the next four games. Reed got injured while making a diving touchdown catch that was nullified by a penalty in the opening series of Green Bay's 27-18 victory over the Washington Commanders on September 11th. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said after the game that Reed had separated his shoulder. Reed said Tuesday on social media that he had undergone surgeries on his foot and his clavicle. And tomorrow's game between Green Bay and Cleveland can be heard right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Kickoff will be at noon, and the pregame will start at around 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
We're In Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court & Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Because of the following special program, House Calls and Lou Grant will not be presented this evening.
Spectacular WRCO.
Good for life. The station that can't be overheard.
Looks like we're the first ones in the back row here at the Starlight 14 Drive-In.
Johnny, I'm hungry. Go buy me something.
Okay, what do you want?
I want a chicken sandwich with onion rings, pretzel bites with cheese, a large popcorn, a SpongeBob SquarePants popsicle, cotton candy, and a small drink.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm looking under my seat for change. Otherwise, I think I'm going to go ask Tony if I can have a job application. What's the matter, baby?
Live from the Starlight 14 Drive-In,
it's Those Were the Days.
Well, good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Those Were the Days. Our special broadcast from the Starlight 14 Drive-In is on. Our show is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Sleepy Hollow Auto, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, along with Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Convertibles and Classics, Metesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and Center Cinema. We have got a special show planned. We'll talk movies and play some cool tunes and have some fun coming up at the movies.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the room.
best out of Hollywood. And the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony.
No better place to be than right there, Saturday night at the movies. How you doing, everybody? We're at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. I'm Phil Nee. We're live on location here. We are here with, a few friends, and including Tony Johnson. How you doing, Mr. Johnson?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yep. Good to have you in here today and talk about movies, one of my favorite subjects.
Absolutely. We have a couple classics.
We do. 16 Candles.
16 Candles. And then for Marty Richards, we brought in Spinal Tap 2 just for his request. And what a great remake. And so we're excited to have everybody.
Awesome. Look forward to it. You have some big outdoor movie news, too. Do we say it now or do we do a teaser and then come back and talk about it later?
We can do a teaser.
Okay, do a teaser. All
right. Yeah. We have probably the fiance of the Chiefs starting tight end going to be showing a album.
I think you've said too much.
Oh, have I? Yeah. Maybe it's the backup tight end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, some guy, third string. Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for having us out here. You kind of, we talked about this a long time ago, so you're talking about like maybe a little class reunion thing, going back to your roots in the 80s, going to the outdoor?
Absolutely. And, so this has been here since the 1950s and a lot of great memories. And people talk all about, you know, coming to the outdoor and how special it is and for all through their childhood. And so it's great to see people come and enjoy the Starlight. And there's, I think, 7 or 8 now left in the state. So we're just always happy to carry the tradition.
That is awesome. Do you know where they have you been to all of the other outdoor theaters, or do you know where they are?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a great one in Monroe, which is pretty cool. Our favorite is in Door County, and that one has the great benefit of all the tourism around Door County. And Jefferson is great, and that was closed for a while, and now it's going to reopen. I just saw an article that someone purchased it, so it's great to kind of carry on the tradition. And when we go to movie conventions, we get hit up about, hear all about drive-in theaters of the past, like in Milwaukee had a ton of them, and so it's just fun to hear. People love to just talk about their outdoor movie theaters.
Yeah, so do you have special memories? Do you have a movie memory that you can think of as a youngster coming here with the folks or something?
I think probably our best memory is coming here when Bill owned it and bringing our kids and falling asleep in the back of our truck watching movies, and you know there would be some sort of Avengers movie that lasts 14 hours, and I'd conk out probably 20 minutes in. But it is just great. It's great green space and a lot of great memories.
Us too. I've told you the story before, but I remember being here in the late 70s for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original. And some wiseacre pulled out a chainsaw from the back of their truck and started it. And I have never heard screams. You get in a lot of trouble if you did that today, probably.
I bet, yeah. Bo, do you have memories of...
Yeah. I remember coming here junior and senior year almost every weekend, you know, and just having the chance. You'd always go with your friends, call them up and be like, hey, what do you guys want to see? And then it was like... didn't even really matter what the movie was. It was always a yes. And then we would come out here and just sit out before the movie, then get inside, and then just all, you know, huddle up and watch the movie. Just really fond memories. I really enjoyed it.
We used to do that too. With us, we would go to the indoor during the winter, and then the outdoor schedule in the summer was kind of the reruns from what had been at the indoor in the winter. So if we liked a movie like The Blues Brothers or Caddyshack or Meatballs, all of those, Airplane, they were all out about the same time frame, we'd see it in the summer then. And that was pretty exciting. We had it memorized after seeing it a couple of times, usually. So if somebody shows up tonight, it's a WRCO night, class reunion night, and they're bearing their senior picture, they get in for $2. Is that right?
Absolutely. $2. We would love to see your senior picture. We shared Holly's senior picture, and it was great. Some of your senior pictures.
I wanted to ask you about this deal with showing Holly's senior picture. Okay. So how come we didn't see Tony's senior picture?
I will post later. I didn't get up to my mom's to go through all the books. You know, you had to get that books from Nelson's Photography, and it was a whole thing, so I didn't get up in there into the closet. So
that's what he's saying anyway. Oh, boy. Yeah, hang around with us. We're going to have some fun. We're here for a couple of hours. The movie will start tonight probably, what, around 7:40?
7:30, yeah.
7:30?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking for a great fall schedule, and hopefully people come out tonight.
Okay, we'll have more about that secret movie that's coming up. Has something to do with a third string tight end.
Yes, third string tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs. So.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We're starting a little early with Those Were the Days as we get ready on a Saturday night. We'll be back in a little bit with more from the outdoor.
Whenever I'm
We are live from the Starlight 14 Drive-In tonight, having a good time here and getting a few friends stopping by. We hope people will. They can even stop by and say hey to us, and they don't have to stay for the movie, right?
Absolutely. Just come on in and say hi, and Phil and Bo and the crew at the Starlight, and stop in and have concessions, and you don't have to feel like you have to stay. But if you want to stay for the movie, great. And even better, if you bring in your senior picture, you get in for $2.
I was, of course, fading away, and I decided to have a little cheeseburger to get my nourishment up before we started, and that is one fine cheeseburger, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Hipsch's farm. We get our meat from there, and it's pretty special.
So people can come in and watch 16 Candles, a favorite. I understand that was a fan favorite. People wanted that one the most, huh?
We had a fan vote, and it was awesome to have Molly Ringwald kind of be the champion. So a great movie, and it's the first time we've shown that here, so in our 5.5 years. So we're pretty excited, and we'll have classics next week with Grease and follow up with Spinal Tap 2.
Okay. What have you heard about the new Spinal Tap? Do you know much about that movie?
Just the great characters. It's pretty awesome to have all the previous characters from Spinal Tap, and it's great to, they have a lot of cameos too with like Elton John and famous people, so
really?
it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh man, so people can look for that and have a good time. You know,
absolutely.
Maybe I see my wife June is here. I think she parked the van back in the back row.
She did. I think she winked at you too. Yes.
Do people still do that?
No, they don't.
People still wink?
No.
Oh boy. Yes indeed. And if you wanna escape the Badger game, you're like, I just need to put my head in the sand and do something, you can just do that here tonight at the Starlight, can't you?
Yeah, 80s rom-com kind of washes the pain away.
You gonna do that big announcement now, or are you gonna wait a couple songs later?
I think we should do it now.
All right, so big announcement. Oh, yeah. Were you a drummer in high school?
I was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Very rhythmic.
I don't know if that's very good, rhythmic. Though. I don't think I held the beat there, but yes, I was.
Oh, okay. I saw Chris Simonson walk through here, so
he'll
really need
out.
A drummer. We'll get him up here. But anyway, all right, go ahead.
We're going to, on October 3rd through the 5th, we're going to be showing Taylor Swift's release party. It's called Showgirl, and it's based on her new album. And so we're going to have that at the Starlight and also the Indoor.
Ooh.
So we'll be releasing Showtimes. It's also the weekend in Richland County where everything happens. So we're going to be creative with our Showtimes and be able to share that.
All the Swifties are going to be coming down and watching that.
Quite a response on our post, and so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Let's go to another song. We're getting a little rain, but rain doesn't scare us away.
Absolutely not.
We're not going to melt. We are staying alive. How about it, Mr. Fabulous?
Time. Okay.